I'm going to discuss following Ramban, but first I'll read the Sukkim because it's always good to see the Sukkim before we read the Ramban. In Perek Lamed, following upon the heels of the birth of several children, Leah was zochet to a number of children. She was zochet to Reuben, and then she was zochet to Shimon, and then she was zochet to Levi. The fourth child she was zochet to was Yehuda. Very fascinating that the names of the children of Leah very much reflect her perception of the relation that she had with her husband. Reuben, ki ra Hashem b'honi, ki after yavani ishi. Now my husband will love me. Hashem has seen my affliction. Shimon, ki shama Hashem ki snu anochi. Hashem heard that I was not so beloved. And therefore he gave me Shimon. Levi, ato apam yilove ishi elai. Now my husband will be connected to me. Finally, Yehuda, the fourth child, Hapam, was with Hashem. That's not what I'm talking about. I was mentioned that now, Chagga, by way of background to what I'm going to discuss, which is in Perek Lamed. Perek Lamed, the Torah describes, Vatera Rachel, ki lo yoldu lo Yaakov. Rachel sees she has not given birth. Vatekani Rachel ba'achosa. She was very jealous of her sister. Of Leah. And the Torah then has the following series of sukkim, which are very difficult. Vatomer el Yaakov, she says to Yaakov, Holy Bunny, translated literally, give me children. Be a mayim, and if not, meitzo anochi, I'm going to die. A rather powerful statement on the part of Rachel. She demanded that Yaakov give her children, and otherwise she's going to die. The next pasuk says, "Vayicha af Yaakov b'Rachel." Yaakov became furious with Rachel, became very angry at her. "Vayomer," he said to her, "Hatzachas Elokim anochi? What am I, in place of God? Asher mona mimech privaten? That He prevented you from having children?" The entire exchange is absolutely unbelievable. Both mitzad Rachel and mitzad Yaakov. Rachel would demand from Yaakov, "Holy bunny, otherwise I'm going to die." And Yaakov gets angry at Rachel and says, "What am I, in place of God?" And first I want to read the language of Rashi, because the Ramban, okay, we read the Ramban who quotes Rashi. We'll read the Ramban. You have in front of you the Ramban. I just want to be mocked in with the basic Akdama. This Akdama that to me is very fundamental. And that is, there's no way that one can assume that someone of Yaakov Avinu's stature would chas v'shalom ever treat his wife, or any other person for that matter, with any kind of callousness, with any kind of lack of sensitivity. And there are those who actually read that into the psukim. That is something which is absolutely unconscionable. There's no doubt that Yaakov Avinu was certainly concerned with the welfare of Rachel. Rachel was the one that the Torah tells us, Vayehav Gamis Rachel Mivayah. Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel. The pasuk says very clearly that he loved Rachel. As a matter of fact, I assume you're familiar with the psukim that I mentioned earlier. The psukim indicate Pasuk Perachatet, Pasuk Yudchet, after the Torah describes the two daughters of Laban, Vayehav Yaakov Mitzrachel, Yaakov loved Rachel, and he said, Evadcha Sheva Shanim Rachel Bitchaktana, let me work for Rachel for 7 years. The Torah even describes those 7 years were like days in Pasuk Chaf. And a bit later, after Yaakov was duped, and behold, in the morning, whom is it? It's Leah that he's married to. And then, of course, he goes to Laban, and Laban said, no, that's not the minhag here. And he indicates another 7 years. The Torah says, Vayas Yaakov came, Vayimali Shuah Zos, where the Torah describes it in three words. Again, the 7 years clearly passed very quickly. And then he marries Rachel. And he works another 7 years. And then the pasuk says, Lamed Aleph, I'm just going back, Chavtes Lamed Aleph, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah. Hashem sees that Leah was snua, Ramban there on the spot, comments Chas V'Sholom, the Yaakov Avinu hated Leah, God forbid to make such a statement. It's true that Leah was, shall we say, involved in this, how shall we say, plot on the part of Laban to dupe Yaakov. But she so much wanted to marry Yaakov Avinu and to sire the Shiftei Kof. That's why she acted as she did. The Ramban notes, Chas V'Sholom, that Yaakov hated Leah, but the pasuk simply means that relative to Leah, Rachel is more beloved. That's what Rashi quotes, not Rashi, the Ramban, in the previous pasuk, Pasuk Lamed, Vayehav Gam Yisrachel, Hizdi Rakosu Shekam Ohav Rachel Yosem Mileyah. And the reason the Ramban says is quite simple, because she was the woman that he initially was, shall we say, seeking, but not that, God forbid, there's any antipathy, Chas V'Sholom, between Yaakov and Leah, that would be absolutely unconscionable. So I say this all by way of backdrop to what we're going to discuss in a few moments, the Ramban, namely that Yaakov was certainly concerned for the welfare of his wife Rachel, and certainly affected by her suffering, possibly indicates her suffering in a very profound way. She says to her husband, Havli Bonin, she demanded, V'yamayim Beitzonochi. So Yaakov undoubtedly was the spouse of his Baruch Hu on behalf of Rachel, no question about it. And as I said, that what I think is important to be cognizant of is that certainly he was fully aware of her pain. And the fact that we see in the Sukkim that she responds, she said, Habudi Bani Yemai Meitzo Anochi, and then Yaakov said, Asacha Sulukim Anochi. There's no reason to assume that somehow Yaakov Avinu was lashing out at her. There has to be here some deeper and more profound understanding of what the dialogue between Yaakov and his wife was. And Mitzat Sheni, Mitzat Rachel were also astounded. She obviously certainly knew that Hashem had the ability to answer her tefillos, and undoubtedly her emunah was a profound one. So what exactly is her, shall we say, taina that she presents to Yaakov, Habli Bonim, V'yamayim Meisor Nochi? Means I'm trying to understand what exactly was Yaakov's position and what was the position of Rachel. And I believe the Ramban is out to address this issue. More so than all the other Parshanei HaMikra, and that's what we're going to read evening, and attempt to discover the secret, if I may, underlying this entire discussion. So now, let's first read the Ramban. We'll read the Perek Lamed here, Pasuk Aleph. Havli Bonim, Amram Mefarshim, the Ramban says, quoting Rashi, that what exactly was she asking Yaakov to do? She Tifalel Alai. She wanted Yaakov to be mispala for her. V'yamayi, she said, if not, meisa anochi. I'm going to die. Now perhaps this might be interpreted in light of a Another well-known, famous interpretation is the sound of Mishonim, if you remember, by Yisrael Tzitzu Abonim B'Kirba, which is added in the last week's Parsha, just read it on Shabbos. Namely, when Rivka was pregnant, Pasuk said by Yisrael Tzitzu, I spoke about it last week, on Tuesday night, Batomim Kein Lomazeh Anoki, how do you translate those few words? Many different pshat in the Mishonim. The pshat that I like the best is embedded in the Rambam. Batomim Kein Lomazeh Anoki, she said, so what am I? Namely, a woman who is not zocheh to have children is essentially a woman who has not been able to fulfill a very significant, if not the most significant part of her womanhood, of her feminine persona. And Rashi actually quotes it over here. I'm reading the Rambam continuing over here. She asked Yaakov be mitzvah for me, v'yemayim makes a note to the Shon Rashi, shemi she'em abadim choshev kenes. That's what Rashi here quotes from the famous Chazal, which is well known. V'hu medrash avoseinu. The Chazal comments in the medrash, and that's how Rashi interprets the psukim. I continue. V'ani tomo. So the question then that's raised is, in kein lo mechor apo. So why is Yaakov getting angry? Lo mama atachas elokim anochi. Why is he reacting in such a sharp way? What am I, in place of God? V'shomeo tzadikim Hashem. Unquestionably, she's asking someone to be misbal for her, and Hashem listens to the tefillah of tzadikim. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara says, and the pasuk in Iyov, v'yigzo omer, v'yokom loch, tzadik goes there, but he's broken the kayim. Tzadik has the ability to literally direct the Almighty. He goes there, and Hashem is the kayim. So what exactly is Yaakov reacting? She's simply asking him to be misbal. And Yaakov is a great tzaddik. Why shouldn't he be misbala? Rabban continues. Masha'omah, that which it says, Abba lo hayu lo bonim, ani yesh li bonim, mimech mona, mimeni lo mona. Rashi quotes that. Rashi says something unbelievable. Namely, what did Yaakov say to her? My father had no children. I have children. So obviously, whom is the problem? You're the problem. Mimech mona. Hashem obviously has prevented you from having children. Not me. I have children. That's what Rashi says. It says the Rambam. V'chi ha-tzadikim ena mispalim yal acheret? What's going on here? A tzadik came down for somebody else? Not someone else. His own wife. Ishtar v'gufa. Unbelievable. V'hinei says the Rambam, Eliyahu v'Elisha, his palim yal noshim v'achriyot. No Tanakh. The Pesukim in Melachim Aleph tell us about Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha in Melachim Beis that they daven for Noshim Nochiyot. So why can't Yaakov Avinu daven for his own wife? She's not an Isha Nochiyot. So you see the Ramban was troubled by the issue that I presented to you at the very beginning. What's going on here? What's the Shaka Natalia? What is she saying? What is he saying? Question, we are flabbergasted. Let me just editorially, if I may for a second, mention there are a number of tirutzim to this Ramban. The Mizrahi is one of the most beautiful of the super commentaries on Rashi, is of Eliyahu Mizrahi. The commentary that very few people learn, unfortunately, but we can't learn everything, so it's hard. But here and there I take a peek at the Mizrahi once in a while, and it's an outstanding of Eliyahu Mizrahi, who was a rabbi in Constantinople, probably Dolei Hador in his day. In our days. So he wants to be Miyashi the Rambam. He says that tefillah is only possible when a person asks Hashem to give him something which he doesn't have. Or he asks Hashem to give other people that which they don't have. But if I have something which someone else wants, so then I can't daven. Offer Adin Tahal Kapos Vagla. I am dirt, not even that. Under the feet of the Mizrahi, of the Eliyahu Mizrahi. Pebbles? And I saw they already asked him as well. Hayar Hashem Tiktor? What, Hashem is not capable of providing the tefillah of a tzaddik? Tefillah only works if something that I don't have. Mamakol is there. And others want to contend another answer. They say that since Yaakov Avinu knew that he's only going to have how many shvatim? Only 12 shvatim, and no more than that. So therefore, how could he possibly daven for something which perhaps might be, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that ain't chavim the other, el b'fanav, zlachim the other, b'shalav b'fanav, some which is a chayv al achirem, he cannot daven for it. And that's what the pasuk says, ha'sachas elokim anochi. What, I'm going to start, shall we say, playing God? I say, this number of shvatim goes here, and that number of shvatim goes there. That's exactly what the answer that Yaakov Avinu responded. Ha'sachas elokim anochi, I'm directing traffic. Who is going to have X number of shvatim, and who will have Y number of shvatim? I mean, that which is a schus for you is a chol for somebody else. I can't go ahead and be mispalel when someone else is going to, shall we say, chas v'sholom, suffer as a result of it. No, what do you say to that, Terence?
Can we say that Leah did that?
What?
Can we say that Leah did that when she was pregnant with Dina? It was supposed to be one when she was in the bottom.
That's a very good dash. That also needs attention. You know what Chazal say over there? Oh, the sexes were switched. The embryos were switched. Bill and Floyd. So that needs separate attention. But you're asking well. And others say that essentially what Rachel asked Yaakov was to mvatel the zera of Hashem Yisrach. Okay, there's a zera. You have the koach to mvatel the zera. You can undo it, you can negate it. So Yaakov said, no, I can't do that. Here Rachel was already, she was an akora. I'm not able to go ahead and I don't have the koach to create a new burial, a new baby. What am I? Okay, all this is just editorial. We're going to close the brackets and go back to the Rambam. What does that mean? A number of people say. Yeah.
Weren't the previous two imahos also?
Yeah.
Current?
Good. Okay, one second, we'll come to that. I go further to Rambam. Now comes the Rambam. And the Rambam says, V'nirish and v'shul zeh atosu ravotzeno. What does Chazal do? They critique Yaakov Avinu. Omer v'rishis rabbi. Never forget this line of Rambam. It's the most pashut, a line that you can start shaking. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Kach onin et ha-me'ikos. That's the way you answer. That's how you respond to women who are what? Who are suffering? She was suffering. Rachel, she had no children. Leah had four children. She was obviously in a state of, how would you say, stressed out. The understatement of the year. As I said earlier, a woman has no children, Rashi, and the Rambam referred to this, Mishay Lovan Chashim Kimeis. She's stressed out beyond belief. That's how you answer her? What am I, a place of God? Mimei Mona, below Mimei, Shmekla, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov HaTzadik, the Rambam calls him. You understand what it is? Yaakov HaTzadik. So the Rambam refers to the Medrash. Chayecha Hashem says, Shebonecha, because of this, you're going to be punished. How? How is Yaakov going to be punished?
Yes.
Your children are going to stand before her son. What's that allusion to?
Yes,
Yosef. To the dreams of Yosef and all the Shvat that bowed down to Yosef. He was the Mishnah of Elam Mitzrayim, the Viceroy of Egypt.
How's that punishment?
It's a punishment because clearly Yosef was obviously only a Mishnah of Elam. He was not the ultimate Melech, the ultimate Melech was Yehuda. And so that is a, again, for people who are in Malchus, I'm not in Malchus, so perhaps it's hard for me to understand this, but people certainly are Malachim. When you reach a certain stature, you don't, shall we say, bow down to those who are below your lofty perch. If I could use that way of expressing it. And I'm not going to say this. So the Rabban clearly is having difficulty. So he says, Yavdar Chapshad, Omer Rachel to Yaakov. Rachel said to Yaakov, Sheitim Abadim. She said, Yaakov, give me children. Ubehem is Daito Lomar, lowers her intention. She's following all that. Then he should dance for her. That's what she meant. You, Yaakov, dance for me. Abel, she's following all that. Sheitim Abadim. I'll call upon him. But the Trila should be, Akideka, where he continues to dance till what? Till she has children. Till she's over the children. The Imayim, And if not, what did she say? Shetomis atma b'tzah. She'll what? How do you translate this? She will? She'll die. Because if she does not zoche the children, she just simply may rob tzah from the suffering that she is being subjected to. She's going to die. So that Ramban says, Dibro shalo kahedit. She did not speak properly. Bikinosa. What does it mean, bikinosa? She was, how shall we say, in such a state. Because the Pasuk says here, Vatikane Rachel Bachelson. Ramban is only in the language. That she was what? Jealous of her sister. And so she basically reacted in a fashion that Ramban says was essentially an overreaction. He said in his Alder HaPshat, and she didn't speak properly. And the Ramban goes further, and he writes, Ramban says, the Choshva she thought, Kibiyavasa also, since he loves her, Yisana Yaakov, Dil Basakla Efer, what should he do? Let him stop fasting. Time is Bahad. Let him stop saying, Slichet Bahad. The Yilbat Takva Efer, which of course is a reference to what took him, in Megillah Esther, let him put on sackcloth. These follow, let him continue to die, that she yield up on him. Till what? Till she loves the children. She'll tell us, Bitsara. So she should, so she should what? So she should die, be Rokta. By the way, we have such a concept. For example, if you look at the famous Gemara, the Gemara that wants to live, the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, the Messiah of Tainus, and Daphne Testament Aleph, Daphne Gimel of Aleph, Choni Am Agiel. Remember him? There was a long and dry winter. He was called upon to ask Hashem for rain. He prayed with tremendous intensity. The rain didn't fall. And then the Gemara says, he drew a circle on the ground and said, Rebbeinu Shalom, Klal Yisrael put their amunah in me because I'm a Ben Bayis. I take a shmur. I'm not going to move from here. Guess what happened? The rain began to fall. So, what's the pshat? What, he gave Hashem an ultimatum? The Gemara says that Choli, the Gemara speaks of Hatochas Ponim Flapimala. He spoke with a little bit of chutzpah. But essentially what he said was, we know that every tefillah has its limit. Shacharis until when? Until the fourth hour. Mincha until the end of the day. Meir until the morning. He said, no. I'm going to be Mispalel. Without limits. And then the Gemara says, here, Hashem Metzedak, send a message to Choni HaMa'agel. If you weren't Choni, I would have put you in cheder. But what can I do? Hashem carries out your Ratzon like a son who pleads with his father, and the father carries out the Ratzon of his son. And he has a beautiful description here. The son says to the father says, come, I want to shower without water. Come, I need cold water. Come, give me some nuts and almonds. Come, give me pomegranates. Come, give me persimmons. Right? Yes, yes, salami, baloney, salami, baloney, salami, baloney. Whatever you say. By the way, most fathers have to respond to their children today. And then the Gemara about the Pasuk, Yismach Abicha, the Yimecha, the Sagi, the Aratecha. No, but there was a Chil Hashem here. But still, the Madrega of Choni HaMa'agel was such that Hashem is Barak responded to him. So the Ramban says that's what she wanted Yaakov to do. Stop davening and don't stop till she's left with the children. I want to read one more Ramban, a little bit of Ramban. And then I wanted to discuss the Ramban, what I think is the Pshat. Vayichach Yaakov, Yaakov got angry, says Rashi, the Ramban, she ain't feel a fatadik in the other, she tishma of Tari al koponim. What? Tari, shall we say, he's in total control? That's true, I said, Tari goes back and is walking the Kaye. He just waves the magic wand and Hashem, salami baloni, salami baloni, salami baloni. That's an expression that I use. You've never heard of it before. He means that Hashem just prostrates himself and right away responds in genuflex to whatever the tzaddik says. But says, I can do it that way. What? I control, I orchestrate, I direct traffic upstairs. And the Ramban goes further. Ubahu shedibra derach gadui hadmashim lahu goes. Wow, what about that? A little bit you know about women. You'll get to know more about Hashem eventually. Rabban says, because she spoke, how did she speak? Derech Gadui Hanoshe. Ha'ahuvos. La'afchido benisoso. What does she do? Now women, shall we say, how they get their way. I don't want to use this lashon, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. Basically, she tried to frighten her husband. She's going to die. Muchi kuchi, muchi puchi. Gagui anoshi. Even the family women do the same thing, Michael. Women are women are women. Trust me, I'll sit down. And I'm a kiosa. Dera gagui anoshi. Kuchi, muchi, muchi, puchi. And then she also threatened him she's going to die. So Charaf, he got very angry. Yaakov was absolutely beside himself. This is not the approach of the Rabban. In fact, he's just reiterating what he said a moment ago. Namely, Rabban a moment ago said, Dibra Shalom Behoget. She spoke in a way that was not appropriate. The king also. And she thought that Yaakov loves her to such an extent, so exceedingly, that he's going to start fasting, as I said, Tanis Bahab every day, Sakla Efer, and Dam, until she has children. And now Rabban said, but she used an approach that was absolutely not matim. Well, the kach omar lo, therefore he told her, I'm still reading, she'en of the block of Elohim, he one eats in place of God. She'ev got her current on the kolponim, that Hashem is, because of his tefillah, somehow all the barren women are going to now have children. They never chosh ish v'dov, and he's not worried. And here the Rabban said something which I'm going to be medayik in the Rabban, you'll hear in a few moments, but I've traveled with Rabban. Rabban followed me for years. He's not worried. Why is he not worried? That sounds a little bit, shall we say, on the Calvin side. One could easily come to that conclusion. No, man says no. From whom was children basically? She was impeded from having children, but not him. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to what? Liyaser also means what? To give her Yisurin and to. Lachlima, unbelievable. Well, it's sort of shtickle and bad stuff. What does that mean? Rabban continues. We now tzadikit. This tzadikit, tzadikit means this righteous woman. We wrote the shalotucha misomach on Tfilas Yaakov. She saw I can't be lying with Tfilas Yaakov. What does she do? Shalom this part of Latzma. Then she basically threw herself into her tfila, El Shomea Tzaka, to the one, to the Eivishter, to the Baruch Shalom, who listens to Tzaka. That's what the Pasuk said, V'zehu, V'yishma Yileh Elokim. Hashem, Pasuk HaBeit, it says, Hashem heard her tefillot. Remember Pasuk HaBeit? The Rambam refers to Pesukim a bit later. Ayifko Elokim Esrochel, V'yishma Yileh Elokim, the way the Targum translates, V'kabil Tzvoteh, Hashem heard her tefillot. And she was given a child. The Rambam contains a little bit, just a little wee bit more. Ulai, the Rambam says, maybe it could be al das halosenu ki Yaakov. The Rambam, he has shoshon pala al ishtu aruva ki akarani. Elashon is gabal tzivosa. Maybe the tzivos of Yaakov is not accepted. Ubo ato rochel v'selolam, and now rochel came to complain. Lemo she yitel abon al kolpana b'tzivosa. Let him use whatever tzivah, whatever koch that he has. The davar for us, the lotzul b'yavav shosha came. He's no different than his father who did it. What are we talking about? His father, beginning of Torah. Vayet ha'yitzu l'Hashem l'lom ha'vishto ki ha'koi. Vayet ha'lo Hashem, Hashem responded to his tefillah. Vata, Rivka ishto. And Yaakov said, Vayicha ha'apo, v'yam ha'lo ki ha'adav v'yam ha'lo ki v'lo v'yadav. It's not in my hands, it's in the hands of Hashem. V'yam ha'nishma tefillah for Shuhu Tzadik. My father's tefillah, Hashem listened to view of the Tzadik. V'yosu 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 Nina, remember Pribatim? The Pribatim was Nina. She was prevented from having children. And the Rabban says, and that's how he ended, basically, she was the one that was Nina, Binochamu. I believe the Rabban is saying here, the Yisod, unbelievable Yisod. And again, I premised this entire discussion by saying, Chas v'shom, that Yaakov was callous to his wife, Chmon, his son. There are those who interpret it, something like that, Lofi Adi is 19, that is Abikursus, according to my humble opinion. And the same as far as Rachel is concerned. It's true that she responded in a very sharp way, and the Rabban takes her to task, and the Rabban, boy, he doesn't mince words. But I believe that we have to understand the shaka b'tarya between Rachel and Yaakov, what exactly is happening with him. And especially in light of the Rabban's question, tzaddikim are not mispalot for others. Eliyahu and Elisha were mispalot for others, for Nochia. Furthermore, the Gur Aryeh, the Maral Mikrad, in the parish of the Torah called Gur Aryeh, which is an astounding parish, I mentioned here once in the context of the Rabban Shia, I believe last week, Gur Aryeh does not like the position of the Rabban and the Abba of the Kayim, Kala Torah Kula in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ikur Kima Mitzvah in Dafya in Eretz Yisrael. Gur Aryeh is not a happy camper with that Rabban. I'm saying that in the understatement Shein Kavod. So the Gur Aryeh asks over here the following question. In the response of Yaakov, he says, instead of Yaakov should have tried to, number one, calm her, to appease her, to soothe her, he should have used Divrei Mitzvah. That's what husbands should do, is to be their wives. He should say, okay, I'll try my best to fulfill your words, I'll ask Hashem, I'll be mispalel. Instead, what does he say? Abba, lo hayu labanim. He had no children. I have children. Go down for yourself. I can't ask Rachamim for Hashem for you. What kind of an answer is that? Someone has children from another wife. What, he can't install to Rachel that she should become pregnant from him? What kind of a business is this? There's no doubt in my mind that Shem Rabban is along the following lines. This Rabban has bothered me for years. Again, I learned Rabban many, many years ago in high school. Since then, I'm bothered by Rabban. It's a Gemara Yubamis. That was alluded to here before. The Gemara says, "Mitneima hayu avoseinu akurim." As in Russian, the Gemara is, "Why were our mothers barren? All the imams were akaros." The Gemara answered, "Because the shakul shvach and the saber was filos and shel akaros." I think you alluded to it. Maybe not. That Hashem actually is desirous of the tefila of the akaros of tzaddikim. Now that sounds a little bit, pardon the expression, masochistic. But Hashem makes him a chorus because he wants to hear the tefillah. Chas v'sholom. There is a Rashi in Parshas Vayera. It's similar to Mudu. You learn Rashi al Torah, which you should do. Rashi in Vayera, in Perach HaPalach. Pasuk Yitzayim. You remember when Hagar and Yishmael leave the house of Avram? They wander in the desert. Pasuk says, "Vayishma Elokim is kol hanar." So, whose tefillah did Hashem hear? Kol hanar. Rashi says, "Quotes a medrash in Bereshis Rabba." We can shiyocha tefillah sachole, the tefillah sacherim olav. That even though someone davens for a chole and the chole davens for himself, which tefillah is more readily accepted by Hashem Yisbarach? The tefillah of the chole. Rashi says, "He condemned the hitkala." That tefillah Hashem accepts first. The makor is the Bereshis Rabba. Even though this is the subject of a lot of discussion, this Rashi, because of the Gemara Brachos Nafeh, those who were here last year, which is the bulk of the people here probably, or in fact, you remember the Gemara Brachos of Yerchanan, the Gemara says, got sick, Cholash, Abchanina came in, took his hand and picked it up. What's it referring to? The Rishonim say the first of Tefillah, and the Gemara there asked the Kasha, why can't Yerchanan pick up his own hand? Why can't he daven for himself? What does the Gemara answer? Ein Cholash Matir Atzmo. The best Hasura. Someone who's in prison cannot release himself from prison. So you see, the Nakamura, Ad-Rabba, that in effect, those who daven for others have what? Have a greater kolach than someone who is sick or someone who's in prison and davens for himself. We have a stira between this Chazal, the Rashi quotes in Bayera, the Rebbe Yishmael, and the Gemara Brachos. Famous, famous stira. There are different approaches to answer this kasha. One approach is very simple. The Mizrahi over here, right to Vayera, he says, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't have the ability to have kavana. He was chalash. He was very sick. He was very ill. He was very weak. But in Echanam, if a person came in the chavan, so whose tefillah is better? The tefillah of the chavan. It's certainly far better. Another explanation to resolve the stira is that Rashi here in Vayera is talking about tefillah. That's what Rashi said. The tefillah of a chover is stronger than the tefillah of someone else who prays for him. However, the Gemara Brachah is not talking about tefillah. The Gemara doesn't mention the word about tefillah.
He took his hand and what? And he lifted his hand. The Gemara's not talking about tefillah. The Gemara's talking about something else. Therefore, there's no tefillah. Okay, I'm not here to resolve that contradiction. That issue is when you learn bracha tafei, so then you have to enter into the, when you learn the Rashi of Yom Ha'ira, you have to enter into the picture. But the yisod I'm saying is, I believe, very much embedded in this Ramban. Namely, if you recall the Lashon of the Ramban, I believe the Ramban is saying this, I'm saying it pretty clearly. Namely, that Yaakov Avinu, apparently, based on the Gemara that I mentioned, the assumption was that since the Imam Tzvakarot, and the reason why Hashem made them Tzvakarot, because he wanted, he was desirous of hearing the Tfilot, and on the contrary, the Tfilot which is ideal, is the Tfilot of the Chole, of the Nitzvah, the person who's in need, so it's better than the person davening because Hashem is going to respond affirmatively to their Tfilot. And therefore now let's look back at the Pesukim. Yaakov says to Rachel, your father had no children, so obviously, or rather, Abba, lo yu habonim, and that's why both of them were nitzrach, and therefore they died. Mainly we're talking about in the case of Yitzchak and Rivka. However, Yaakov had children. He had children from another wife, namely Leah. Leah gave birth to four children. So therefore, who is really the nitzrach over here? Who is the one that's in need? Rachel, she's the one in need. And found the whole reason why she's in Hakara, why she's daring, is in order that that should prompt her to do what? To daven to Hashem. To daven with all of her heart and soul. And therefore, Yaakov did not want to daven for her. Or I should say, Yaakov did not feel that his tefillos would be as effective as the tefillos of Rachel herself. She is the one who needs Yeshua. She has to daven. She is the Choleh. And therefore, he said to her, Ashemana mimech, mimech mana v'lo mimeni. What did that mean? That meant that basically, you're the one who has to daven, and not I. I'll daven, but clearly your koach, your ability, in terms of tefillah, is much more powerful than mine. You know what I'm saying? That's, I believe, embedded in Lashon Ramban here, and that's exactly what Ramban says in the language of Hatzachas Elokim Anochi. By the way, the Targum Onkelos here is very revealing. If you learn Steinbeck about a Targum, which of course you do, but the Targum on the spot translates it also like that. He says, you go and be defiled to Hashem, and Hashem will respond to you. Where do you find something of a similar nature? Let's give you a mashal, beginning of Sefer Shmuel. There, Pasuk says, if you remember, that who had no children? Chana. And there was another woman in the picture, who's that? Penina. She had children. And the Pasuk says, V'chiyasato tarosa gam kas. And what did the Tzara, namely Penina, what did she do? She, how shall I translate that Pasuk? V'chiyasato tarosa gam kas. She was the Tzara. Why? Ba'avur ha'ima, the Pasuk says. Ki saga Hashem yad rachman. Because Hashem closed her womb. She had no children. And therefore, the Pasuk says right after that, about Chana, Behi Marat Mopesh, she was obviously bitter. And it says, Batisbal Hashem Ubach Otitke. She was crying to Hashem Ubach. What's going on over there? What's the shakamatari over there between Penina and Chana? So, I assume you're, again, familiar with the famous Gemara Baal Basra, Gemara Dr. Zayin. Gemara says, a very striking Gemara. Gemara says, Penina, Lashem Shamayim is Kabla. And the Medirik of the Prophet. The Prophet said, V'chiyasato tzarosa gam kas. She was the terrible. Ba'avur ha'ima. She wanted her to recognize her matzah, that she's in Akara and she should be misspelled with even greater conviction and greater force. That was her intention. She wanted to compel her tzara, as you had to translate tzara, a rival. I don't like the translation. She wanted, what?
Tzara.
Associate wife. Thank you. To go ahead and daven with greater force and greater conviction. In other words, that's exactly what it says in the Pasuk over there. V'chi asata tzarosat namkat ba'avu ha'ima, because the tefillah of the choleh of a nitzrach is more powerful than the tefillah of someone else on her behalf. So she thought, Penina, the Chana is not davening with sufficient strength, with sufficient koach. And therefore, she wanted her to daven, and that is exactly what happened. The Pasuk says, V'hi marat nafesh. After that encounter with Penina, she was just absolutely bitter, stressed out beyond belief, forlorn, forsaken, and that caused her to do what? The Mas Nefesh. But the Spal Hashem of Bachot Tipka, she was crying to Hashem Yisbarach, and therefore, as a result of that, the Tfilos were answered. So I believe this is Pshat over here as well. And I think it's embedded in the Ramban. You have to read between the lines. The Ramban carefully. The Ramban is saying that when Rachel said to Yaakov, Habli Banim, so in effect she wanted Yaakov to down from. And she said, of course, the Yamayim makes Anochi. That already is the Ramban calls Muchi Puchi. Or Kuchi Puchi, whatever you want to call it. That already was an inappropriate time to take it. That's what second is and what second one. She'll somehow die because of Tzad. That was Shalom Kahogi, the Ramban said. Yaakov reacted to this right away. Vayicha af Yaakov Rachel. Hatzachas Elohim Anochi. Ashevon Anonech Rivotet. Means that which she said, Havali Vodin, the Yaakov Shadam, then is Beseder. He had no Titus. But the Yemayim Meitzah Anochi, if as a result of the Tzvila of Yaakov she'll have no children, what's going to happen? She will die. That Yaakov Avinu felt, as the Ramban says, was totally inappropriate. Absolutely improper. Because the Ramban says, ain't filas hatzadikim the other? What? I'm in control? I'm directing traffic upstairs. Hashem has to respond to all my filas. And this was what the Ramban called derech gagui anoshim, muchi puchi, kuchi puchi, charapo. And then he got angry. In other words, what we are suggesting here, that essentially, what was Yaakov Avinu's intent? Similar to that of Penina. However, Chazal said Penina was punished. And Yaakov Avinu was punished. With all the justification in the world, and all of what noble intentions, so these both had noble intentions. You know what happened to Penina? One with what? She lost all her children. And what happened to Yaakov Avinu? As Rabban quotes, that was the lashon again. That your children are going to bow down to my children. So, in effect, the Ramban is saying a tremendous chiddush. There's no doubt that tefillah is a very powerful force, and maybe the most powerful force that we have, and no question that if a person that was an incredible kavana, incredible intensity and meaning, Hashem responds to their tefillah. But of course, a person cannot insist on getting what he wants. Ultimately, we have to submit to the will of Hashem Yisbarach. We have to surrender to Hashem's will. He determines what's going to be, what's not going to be. And Yaakov Avinu certainly was obligated to daven for his wife, minimally. And the Torah takes it to task for not being sufficiently sensitive, perhaps. But Yaakov's intentions were, again, clearly noble and clearly designed to arouse in his wife Rachel an even greater force, if you will.
Can we say that?
You want to say something first? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can we say that had Yaakov davened, then like Rachel may not have davened because she was thinking on the fact that Yaakov was. Like, can we say that had Yaakov not reacted this way, Rachel would just assume that Yaakov was davening on behalf of her and that she would not have davened?
I mean, we don't know. Why was that?
Davened as powerfully.
Right, davened as powerfully. Again, my assumption, which is I think the assumption of Ramban, that the tefillah of the chayla of the nitzvah is more powerful than tefillah of the chayla of Olehu. And that's exactly what Rabban said at the end. Do you see what I'm saying to Rabban? I think it's Mefurish and Rabban. Not Mefurish. You have to read a little bit between the lines and you have to also have a good imagination. You also have to prepare the Gemara of Rabbah. But I think it's correct. V'yeh tzadek is b'rosu shel tzucha v'nisomer ha'tfilah s'yakov. That's what Yaakov did that. Of course he did. But Yaakov realized that her tefillah is much more powerful than anything he could possibly conjure up. Shorul is Paul Asma or Shomer Tzoko, and that's what the Pesach says, like Yishmael Elokim. I hope it's a very good Pesach Ramban. I hope it's a Pesach Ramban. Yeah.
And that's
just for our
Shabbat when he said when Yitzchak and Rekha were both praying.
Right.
Our child and Rashi brings down that. This is because they had their law.
Ain't no dome then. It's a Tzadik ben Tzadik. It's a Tzadik ben Rashi. Okay, I don't know all the kolodim of tefillah, as you're asking now. I mean, it's clear that tefillah needs a lot of schuyot. So clearly one had more zchuyos because he came from the family of tzaddikim. That's for sure. When the person davenes, you have to also, not just daven, you have to build up zchuyos. Hashem should listen to your tefillot. So the more zchuyos, and the person who comes from the family of tzaddikim clearly has a bank of zchuyos. As opposed to someone who doesn't have that. What are you asking?
He's saying her tefillah is much more powerful because she's a chole, but he's a...
Yeah, that's a good kasha. It bothers me also. What's the answer to that question?
Tefillah of a chole is better than human being.
That's correct. That's the only last comment I can come to. I don't know what else to come to. I've bothered by this kasha right also for years. It's been not in sync with that rashi.
Yeah.
But you have to say that.
But Rivka was also a chole.
What?
Rivka was also a
chole.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yitzchak was also
chola for something else, though. He wasn't davening to heal himself.
No, I'm saying he didn't have the kids. Yeah, he already had the kids.
That's true.
He said he didn't have the kids. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think it's mukhak, by the way. In my opinion, you are calling the Rashi, which I haven't called him, he's also the Gemara of Omer. The Chazal said, "Neka Hashem is part of the love of Allah, and the Dhamma Shil Sari Masad Vesad in Russia, therefore, the love of Allah." How do you know that Hashem is part of the Dhamma Shil Sari Masad because he was a Tari Ben Tari? How do you know that? Maybe you could say that the Shil of the Tari Ben Russia is more Mekubal, and yet, despite that, the Shil of the Yisra was accepted because he had the Naila of being a Tari Ben Tari more than Rivka was a Tari, the way of the Tari than she was. But it really could be that a tzaddik in Russia, who works very hard, and who's, shall we say, amel v'yageya, the tzaddik itself, maybe the tzaddik is also in Kuba, more than the tzaddik, tzaddik and tzaddik. That's what I'm assuming here. Yeah, Joe? But the kasha is a very good kasha. Anyway, you saw that, I believe, in Rabban, which is a tremendous yisod. But at the same time, because of the, maybe a very, how shall I call it, microscopic lack of sensitivity on the part of Yaakov, at the end of the day, kach olim v'tambuka. That's the way you respond to women who are, shall we say, suffering, who are pushing for more than forsaken. So because of that lack of sensitivity, Yaakov Avinu was punished. And so was Penina. She was punished very harshly. You might say the Babasa. I think the yisod here, though, is the tefillah of the chile of the person who doesn't realize the kach ha-tefillah, what is possible for us to accomplish. Even more so than other people on our behalf. Even though the Gemara says, "Kol amitzvah l'chaveru b'tzvah chol yisad davar," none of tefillah, also the brachos. And whoever is in need of something, and someone else is in need, and I'm responsible for him, he's responsible for me, none of tefillah, but still, the tefillah of chaveru is incredibly powerful. Yeah, we must have.
I have a question. If you
know
both what Yaakov and Penina wanted, did they both accomplish that they would get, or that they got Rachel and the davar?
Yeah.
So it seems like they were
punished for something, but at the end of the day,
they got what they
wanted,
so it wasn't
teaching
the dog. Right. So
you believe
that it's part of the
good,
that you can't
hear from
the end,
so
it doesn't
find a teacher?
Like,
yeah, that is for sure. That I can give a whole shiva on the halakha. Very clear, and call outside the fool, but the end is not justified by the means. I'll give you one example. My rabbi used to bring this example. The term, when described from the Raglan, there are two different descriptions. What's found in Pasha Shlach, and the other, and the second Dvarim, it reviews the history of the story. It says in Dvarim that Klal Yisrael came and asked Hashem and said, Vatishlachu, no, what is it there? They came before Moshe Rabbeinu, Kuchem. Remember that passage? It said, here it is. I have to meet my wife at 7 o'clock. Batikulun Eli Kuchen. She knows me right now. Batikulun Eli Kuchen says Rashi Birbuvia. Rashi Dvar. Terakala Pasuk Chabez. Says Rashi. Yelodin Deichrim Skenin. Uskenin Deichrim Sarashi. It's like you wait for the buses over here. Yelodin Dochavim Skenin. People pushing each other. Your little children pushing elderly people, became Dublin and Sarashim, the ends were not justified by the means. The ends were good, to set up a reconnoitered mission to for reconnaissance, to find out what our concern is all about, but in this kind of a way, this kind of a way.
I have many other rights to this, so and not just about the meaning, but the halacha, a whole shiur could give on that without too much difficulty. But that's the shiur. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Shad to give the Ramban, it seems to me that Yaakov was all he was doing was just trying to get Rachel's daven.
Correct.
I mean, so you can say that he got angry at her. I mean, was that just being pretending to be angry, or I mean, if he actually got angry, that's
the answer is, he got angry, according to Ramban, at the quote-unquote Lucy Pucci, as I called it, mm-hmm. namely that she said, I'm going to die. It's true, what she said to go and pray and daven for me, that was legitimate, completely justified. But his anger, the Ramban says, was directed at the second part. He may make mistake. That was not the same.
I mean, he's still laughing, he's allowed to get angry for that?
The answer is that, yes, the answer is yes. If something you said which is improper, so it has to be responded to. We don't do it with the other because we're afraid of our talmidim. We're afraid we're going to alienate them, we're going to turn them off, we're going to somehow, what are we going to do? We're afraid to get Muslim. This is very unfortunate. But yesterday, Mashu Gam came. And Asa Oichik, he was not afraid of the talmidim. He gave Muslim. He wiped the form of them. Today we can't do it. But Yaakov Avinu is Yaakov Avinu. Yes, he does. And this, again, the lack of sensitivity, that's my point. My point is that he was right in the way he responded to, and what he responded to, but still, Kach only in his own. Who could else? We don't do this like that. Okay. Shukar.
Maybe you'll start from the thing you had to share.